Oh, okay. Welcome to St. Stephen Walbrook for this 10-minute opportunity to reflect. We'll start with a Bible reading and a reflection, followed by a time of quiet, and end with prayers and a blessing. Our reading today is from the beginning of chapter 5 of the Gospel according to St. Luke, and I'm reading from the New English Bible. One day, as he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and the people crowded upon him to listen to the word of God, he noticed two boats lying at the water's edge. The fishermen had come ashore and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he went on teaching the crowds from his seat in the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we were hard at work all night and caught nothing at all. But if you say so, I will let down the nets." They did so and made a big haul of fish, and their nets began to split. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and this they did, and loaded both boats to the point of sinking. When Simon saw what had happened, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go, Lord, leave me, sinner that I am." For he and all his companions were amazed at the catch they had made. So too were his partners, James and John, Zebedee's sons. "Do not be afraid," said Jesus to Simon. "From now on, you will be catching men." As soon as they had brought the boats to land, they left everything and followed him. You can never tell how things will turn out. When Augustine reluctantly left Rome in AD 596 with a small troop of 40 local lads, as my guide described them, to take the good news of Jesus Christ to England, he imagined meeting hostile inhabitants in East Kent, and he had probably already heard of the inhospitable microclimate. But he was to found a cathedral, Christ Church, a monastery and a renowned and internationally respected place of learning for the study of scripture, astronomy, Greek and Latin. Augustine and his company hesitated almost as soon as they set out. Bede tells us in his History of the English Church and People, completed in 731, that they considered giving up and returning home, rather than face, as they had heard, a barbarous, fierce, and pagan nation. Augustine went back to Pope Gregory to seek consent to call off so dangerous, uncertain, and arduous a journey. What he got was a stiff message of encouragement with instructions to press on and persevere, softened by a letter to the Bishop of Arles to ensure that the travellers were welcomed there and well supplied for the rest of their mission. On the other side, Ethelbert, king of the Kent people, leader of the southern Saxons, although he was guardedly welcoming, thought very carefully before agreeing to meet the monks. He confined them initially to the island of Thanet, where they landed, until he had assured himself of their good intentions and sincerity. And he would not meet them indoors until he was certain, because he feared black magic. Once trusting relationships were formed, however, things went well and the expedition was a success. Pope Gregory sent letters and presents to Ethelbert, who in turn endowed a church in the monastery in Canterbury and dedicated it to St. Peter and St. Paul, founders of the church in Rome, whose festival on June the 29th we celebrate tomorrow in the Church of England. At the beginning of the story in Luke's Gospel, we see Peter as a fisherman and boat owner, confident at home, whose boat Jesus had just happened to get in when the listening crowd reached a point where he needed to stand back from them to make himself heard. As Peter listened to Jesus' teaching, he acquired a new sense of trust, and in his amazement at the miraculous catch of fish, an understanding that in God all things are possible. He did not even feel fit to remain in Jesus' company, and in that short space of time, his whole life changed. In Peter, we see a very direct and personal relationship with Jesus developing over time, described by narrators reporting his words and actions. There is a great deal about Peter in the Gospels. Maybe his presence was especially easy for people to recall. And there is so much we can learn from him. He makes it easy for us to imagine ourselves with Jesus' disciples and to consider how much we would have understood, what we might have thought and asked, and how we might have acted. We feel we know Peter, and in his impetuous enthusiasm, questions, mistakes, and sudden flashes of complete understanding, we can often see ourselves. With Peter, we can learn to trust, obey, witness, learn, change, and start again. We discover Paul quite differently. We hear him in his own words, working amongst the first Christians, giving advice, interpretations, and sometimes judgments. And we learn from that not only of Paul's actions and wisdom, but also that we need to pray, consider, and assess as we see him doing. Although the context may have changed, the underlying values are very much the same. And with Augustine and his monks, we can learn to listen, to trust, to persevere, and to change. We respond to the prayers today. Lord, encourage us to seek your guidance with and inspire us to listen to your word. As we look at the world around us, Lord, and see the need for change, help us to persevere, however small the part we feel we can play, and to trust that with you all things are possible. Encourage us to listen, to assess, and to add our voice to what we feel is right. Lord, encourage us to seek your guidance and inspire us to listen to your word. As we look at the world in which we work, help us as we meet other people to listen patiently to them and to avoid judgments based on misconceptions and misunderstandings. Show us that we might hear your words from other people and that they might hear you through us. Lord, encourage us to seek your guidance and inspire us to listen to your word. Show us, Lord God, where we need to change. When we feel we have failed or that we could have done better, we can reflect on the times Peter made mistakes, ask for forgiveness, and start it again. And what a strong example he set us. When things are difficult, Lord, encourage us to go back to you and ask for the words or actions to put things right. Lord, encourage us to seek your guidance and inspire us to listen to your word. May we share the story of your love with others this week and reflect our own small part of that love in our words and in our actions. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon us and remain with us always. Amen.